How can anyone, whether they want to work in a language school or privately from their own laptop anywhere in the world, create a rewarding and impactful career teaching English as a second language, even if they are just starting out or have no teaching experience or ability? Hi, my name is Lynette Kim, and here on the TESOL Talk podcast, I aim to answer that very question.
My number one piece of advice for ESL teachers would be to focus on their students. Now, I've got so many pieces of advice I'd love to give, you know, I'm just full of advice. But the thing is, if I had to narrow it down, if I only got one, it has to be focus on your students. And what I mean by this is focus on their needs, focus on them as individuals, focus on their strengths, their weaknesses, focus on how you can build that relationship with those students for their benefit, having that empathy. Because your students, when you do this, when they can see that you are utterly invested in their benefit and their progress and that you're there for them, they're going to reciprocate in kind. So no matter what happens, whether you can trip over backwards, you can split your pants like I have done. I mean, yeah, you have to think of something new to throw a class than that. But anything can go wrong, and it is fine. And you don't have to worry about that confidence. You don't have to worry about how you're setting up the class. I mean, you do all these things, obviously. But the focus being on the students means that students can see that everything you're doing is to benefit them, that you're really putting yourself out there. You're putting your energy into them. You're putting your energy into communicating as effectively as possible so that they understand what you're teaching and they can feel you drawing them to the next level of comprehension. So if they're intermediate, they can feel that the effort that you're putting in and your focus on them, their needs, what you're teaching, how to ensure that they're following all of this and that they're getting it and that you're presenting it in the best possible way and giving them maximum opportunity for communication, they can feel that. They can feel themselves being drawn to the next level, so to upper intermediate or whatever levels they are. So, you know, when you're focused on the students, it doesn't, everything else takes a back seat, and you can go in there and you can teach anything. And I've had students, you know, question me on this before and say, you know, teacher, why is your lesson different? And it's really hard to explain to students, but I always say to them, I'm just more experienced. I'm at a point in teaching where I understand what's important and necessary for you, and I'm focused on that, and you can feel that. And students immediately agree and nod and like, yeah, they can feel it. They couldn't put it into words in English, but they knew it. And they were sensing that, and they wanted to know what that was. And I remember once walking in a park with a group of, the whole school had gone for an activity day, and there was a group of teachers behind me, and they were discussing me. It was quite interesting. And they were just like, I was academic manager at that school, but I'd fill in for teachers sometimes. And they were like, oh, how would you describe Lynn's teaching? They must have been describing everybody. And one of them said, oh, it's like when she's teaching, she looks like she's sharing a secret with her students. And, you know, I thought that's actually quite good. That makes sense to me, because I'm always leant forward. I'm always, you know, engaging with the students. I'm interacting with them, and they, you can see and feel them leaning forward in return. And there's that reciprocation going on, and that focus. I'm focusing on them. They're focusing on what I'm communicating really hard. And that's a bond that goes backwards and forwards. So my absolute overall piece of advice, have your focus where it should be on your students, and everything else will come from that.